it's come home forcibly to me this morning as I'm sitting here musing before the Lord about various things. That when the rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked what he needed to do to see eternal life, he didn't like the answer and he turned away. Familiar story. But Jesus did not chase him. He didn't go after him. He let the words rest there and he let the man make his own mind up about whether or not he would follow Jesus. He never constrains us to follow him, you know. He always lets the words hang there. The invitation, come, is constant. The other thing I'm thinking about this morning is where the woman of Samaria went back to her village and said, come, see. And of course, you have to come to be able to see. And the call is constant to us to come that you might see more of him. Salvation is an ongoing process. You are saved, you're being saved, and you will be saved, and you can never lose it. But moving inwards into the heart of God is a process and a progressive thing. So often we hesitate in the outer court, as it were. We never go in to the holy place where we see the candlestick and the showbread, casting a gentle light there, the candlestick on the showbread, the bread of the face. And very rarely do we actually enter the Holy of Holies, where he is. But that's where he calls us to come, and that is where he calls us to live. Come, see. And when you come into that place, you see him in a way that those who are milling about in the outer court could never, ever imagine. So where are you this morning? Milling about in the outer court? In the holy place? Looking at the candlestick and the bread of the face? Or are you in the Holy of Holies, where you see him hold out the sceptre? And he doesn't say up to half the kingdom. He says, I have given you the nations for an inheritance. So just where are you, my darlings? Where are you? God bless you as you think about this one.